I think about Notorious Big, B.I.G. Think about that for a minute. Who's bigger than God? Definitely wouldn't Notorious Big. You might think that. You might even think that today. But was he born again is the question. You know, our life is a vapor. It's real, real short. Real short. And then you're called. Man, can you imagine the Notorious B.I.G. Very small when you stand before God. Very small when you stand before God. See, the Lord tells us to blow the trumpet. It's a warning that man must be born again. See, these rappers want you to think it's great. I did it. I know. I used to do the same thing. The same thing I'm telling you about. I used to do it. Glorifying the things of this world. Money, cars, jewelry, houses, clothes, alcohol. It's a shame. And then somehow we sit back and we think, oh, I can change. Oh, I'm not going to smoke no more. I'm not going to drink no more. And I'm just going to stop messing with the girls, and that's going to be over with. I can do it myself. Can't do nothing. You're in chains. You handcuffed to sin. You're a slave to sin. Just like Notorious Big was a slave to sin, just like Puff Daddy is a slave to sin, you're a slave to sin. See, the fact of the matter is this. Jesus said you must be born again. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. See, there's some kids out there thinking that it's okay that I smoke weed on Fridays and go to church on Sunday. It's okay if I sleep around all throughout the week and go to church on Sunday. As long as I put my 10% in the tithe, everything is going to be all right with me. But that's a lie. You're headed to hell. And it's for eternity. You might think, oh, I'm young. It's all right. I'm only 18. I'm only 22. I'm only 14. I got a lot of life ahead of me. I don't know. Maybe you can turn on the TV and watch the news tonight and see how many people in just that age limit is going to die. Are you ready to face God is the question. Not are you ready to stick the new Notorious Big burnt DVD you got in your videotape. Are you ready to face God? See, because if you were even able to gain as many cars as on this earth, as many homes that has been built, as much money that's in the bank, if you was able to gain it all and lose your soul, what would be the benefit of it? You came to this earth naked, and you're leaving that way. You can't take none of it with you. Notorious Big couldn't take that jewelry with him. All them bling blings he had, he didn't take them with him. He didn't even take Puffy with him. You say, oh, this guy here is telling me he trying to down talk rap. Nah. My whole desire right now is that you know that there's a way out, that there's hope in Jesus Christ, that you have a sin problem, and the only one that's able to deal with it is Christ. See, I can't give you salvation. I can't save you. I can sit here and share what God places upon my heart with you, but I cannot save you. Only Christ saves. He's the only one. But I tell you what, you ain't been too bad to be saved. What? Oh, I slept with 8 men. Christ died for that. I watch pornography. The blood is Abel. So you say, okay, what must I do to be born again? What's this dude trying to tell me? It's plain and simple. Repent of your sins and place your faith in Christ. Turn away from your sin. Right now, cry out to the Lord. He's true to his word. It's amazing how people think that they can redo themselves. Ain't that amazing how people think that they can really redo themselves? Wake up, they can wake up one day and say, I'll decide today I ain't cussing no more. And now I'm a good person. I'm going to start giving, be charitable. When I pull over on the side of the road and see somebody hungry, I'm going to buy them something to eat. And I'm going to gain some favor with God. Man, these guys on TV, they are lying. Some big ones out there too. Prosperity preachers. The love of Christ is awesome. It's great.